How many times we often feel it a burden to put up with the penances of Lent and other penitential seasons. And indeed, there is a certain negativity about all forms of deprivation, including the ones that we willingly accept. But there's a point that our Lord is making here to those who are constantly demanding a sign, because they hope that our Lord would make a fool of himself, point out that there was a greater one present than Solomon when the Queen of the South came from the ends of the world simply to talk with Solomon. And the Ninevites, who were not part of the chosen people, but have some sense of what meant by the name of God, when they heard the preaching of Jonah, they immediately began to do penance for their sins and evil deeds, that they might be forgiven, and find a certain prosperity or happiness in this life. And behold, a greater than Jonah is here preaching to us. And we pray thee, our Father, give us this day our daily bread. Let us remember always that what begins as a kind of negation with the Lenten penance always ends with something positive, but is capable of making us forget about the negations of the penance and of think of that positive joy that we have in the presence of our Lord. More than that, when we eat of his flesh and drink of his blood, not only in our souls, but in our hearts and bodies, we find, as it were, something stupendous. We may say infinitely, quasi-infinitely, greater than the greatest of the pleasures of this life, however good they might be. And more than that, find that all the other joys that come with being in the company of Jesus become part of our lives as well, ever ready to look forward to that perfect joy that is to be found in heaven. Let us close to Our Lady, sing with her the Magnificat, to give expression to our joy with our Lord, that we don't mind at all the sacrifices made in order to be with him and to enjoy him and bring others to him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.